Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, single-family homes. Build them to rent them? Is that a thing? Well, we're going to be talking all about that today here on the podcast. So recently, I came across an article in a national magazine about a new concept that is hitting in certain markets called the single-family build-to-rent market. So for those of you not familiar with what that is, single-family build-to-rent is when a investor goes to a builder instead of a homeowner, or having a builder just build a home to sell it, and an investor goes to a builder and says, I want you to build me, you know, X amount of homes, 50 homes in this community. I'm going to pay you to do that, and then I'm going to turn around and lease them out. Is this a thing? Is this something that is happening? Let's talk about it a little bit because it's kind of an interesting concept. And believe it or not, because of the way our market is right now, our housing market with interest rates so historically low, this is something that actually works in some markets because, you know, well, you have people that have money, that have capital right now, and they maybe aren't as certain about putting money in the stock market. And you can then get really cheap financing right now. And of course, there isn't a ton of available housing. So, and apartments in a lot of areas are very full. They have high occupancy. So why not build homes and rent them out? And it's all dollars and cents. If the numbers work out and you can make money on it, it's a profitable venture. So here's a few examples of things that they've cited in this article that I wanted to bring up to you. And what we're seeing is that there's billions and billions of dollars out there in the market to finance these homes. And a lot of these homes are getting leased just as fast as these builders can build them. Now, the majority of the areas that we're seeing these in are in areas where there are big national builders that can handle the volume and also have the lots available to do this. And it's pretty interesting some of the numbers that we're seeing come out because of this. So for example, as of last year, through October, builders built 42,000 single-family build-to-rent units based on a study that the National Association of Home Builders did. Now, as far as the overall housing market and how many homes are built, that's slightly under 5%, 4.5% of the homes built for the year. So we're not talking a huge chunk, but it's a growing chunk that is happening. So another thing that's really interesting about this is that, you know, out of all the rental units around the country, they estimate that there's 43.8 million rental units that are occupied in the United States. Believe it or not, a third of those are single-family homes. I did not know that. I think that's very interesting. I never would have thought it would be that high. I was thinking maybe 5 or 10%. So that was very interesting to me to see that number. And it's going to shift maybe a little bit heavier that way in the coming year or two because, again, we have low interest rates. We have people with money and they're investing it in different ventures. And this is definitely a way to be profitable, and it's an income-producing asset. So you've got two things, really. You have a property which is going to more than likely grow in value. So when you decide to sell it, you can sell it and make a profit. But you can also collect an income on the difference between the mortgage payment and the rental payment. So kind of an interesting strategy here. And it also works from another perspective in that you have a lot of younger millennial buyers that don't have enough money to put down a deposit. And they can't afford a brand new home, but they can afford to pay rent on it every month. And so, yes, you're making your landlord rich, But if that's the way that they can get into a decent house, they are taking that. And then they're not tethered down with, I've got to live in here for so long and get my equity out of it. Their lease comes up and they want to pick up and go. They can do that. So it gives them that flexibility. So it's kind of a confluence of a few things coming together, and we're seeing more and more of that. So it's very interesting. The other thing that's tying into this and creating more demand for it is that when the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act was passed, the mortgage interest deduction was diminished quite a bit out of that act. That reduced the benefit to a lot of people. Although we got a tax cut, it really did affect the mortgage interest deduction. So it kind of de-incentivized people to have a big mortgage on their home and deduct that off their taxes. So that was something else that is factoring into this kind of phenomenon. Now, as we look at this a little bit further, a lot of builders are considering this model because it's a good way to generate some cash flow. And, you know, it opens up a new market. There's now potentially 40-some percent of people out there that they weren't able to work with otherwise. And people still need to live somewhere. And a lot of builders don't necessarily specialize in building, you know, 10-floor buildings, and maybe aren't capable of doing that, but they're capable of building, you know, single-family homes, and maybe even building a larger quantity of those. So a lot of these people that are doing these aren't necessarily the builder itself offering these properties for sale. There are some, but where we're seeing it is, you know, you're seeing a larger company come in and say, hey, we want to build 40 units here. We want to build 100 units here, and they're contracting out a builder to do that. So here's a couple examples of some communities and what we're seeing out there. So one of them is basically a home builder in Florida, and they found an affordable piece of land in Zephyr Hills, which is just north of Tampa, and it was actually zoned for a mobile home park, but instead they decided to build these 60 HUD compliant homes. And they are providing between a 1,300 and 1,500 square foot home. And they're renting them out for about $1,400 a month and making money on it. And what's nice is these renters just see other new homes around it. So it's an attractive thing. So they took kind of a property that maybe wasn't attractive, being a trailer type park, and created a better use for it. Now, they may not have been able to sell them as regular homes, but as a rental, newer homes all around it, they improved the area. And also the municipality is probably very happy because they've got rid of an area that probably wasn't generating a lot of tax dollars and created something that is now creating some decent tax dollars. Because the municipalities don't necessarily care if the property's rented or not. They just care about what's the property and the value of it. Now, if they sell these buildings, they're going to sell at the same price that any other normal home would be, but they're looking at renting it out. So that makes a lot of sense. And again, we're seeing these groups of buyers that are interested in it. There's actually some baby boomers too that are looking at these things that want to downsize. You got mobile professionals that don't want to be tethered into a house in case they get shifted around the country. And again, the lack of down payment is a big thing as well. So kind of interesting stuff coming out here with this particular product. And we are seeing more and more of it in different markets. And I think it's something that we want to watch. Now, citing some of these other larger builders, let's talk about that and what they're doing, because we're not seeing this so much with smaller builders unless it's sort of I would say like a brownfield type project or a redevelopment project. You may see some smaller builders do those type of projects in those redevelopment areas where they can, you know, get the land for very cheap, and maybe it wouldn't be a great market to sell brand new spec homes in. But again, if you can build these things and be able to handle the financing on them, you can turn around and start making some steady rental income, and it's sort of long-term income. And for smaller builders too, for example, this is a way for them to continue to get operating income every month. And even if they're slow, or they're not slow, but there is other issues and hassles with rental properties. But again, the other thing that a lot of builders now have the opportunity to take advantage of is the fact that if you do start having rental properties, you can sub out the management of the rental property to a management company. So you literally just build the property, you own it, and then you farm out the management and the maintenance to another company, and they do take a percentage of that. But again, if the rates are low, the rent is high, and even paying that that fee for the management company, if there's a decent amount of money left over, it could be a very wise business decision. So we're seeing this from some of the big guys. Lennar is basically projecting that about 1% of their closings will be for the single family build to rent, but they expect to do more in 2021. And they're not the only one. So in Scottsdale, Arizona, Taylor Morrison Homes has two properties already in the Phoenix area that they are developing for the single family build to rent. And they're expecting roughly about 200 units in this particular development. So again, another big builder going in there and adding that into their mix. And one of the biggest builders in the country, Toll Brothers, in 2019 made a deal spending over $60 million and doing a kind of a single family build to rent in the Phoenix area, Las Vegas, Denver, Jacksonville, Florida, Houston, Boise, Idaho, which is kind of a surprising one. But yeah, they're looking at all sorts of different markets where they are investing in this. And they obviously expect that to be a profitable venture for them. And, you know, talking to some of these other builders, they're seeing, you know, some very good impacts on their operating expenses by doing these. And plus, they get the benefit of being able to keep their volume. So if they do have a larger investor, or maybe they don't, you can just build these units and, you know, they're being occupied right away. So again, as long as the money's available to build these and they can finance these things, you know, you can basically sell them to one buyer. You could sell 50 or 100 units to one buyer. And you don't have to deal with each individual customer and all their customizations and all their changes. Because usually people that buy properties like this to invest, they don't want to change them a lot. They just want to get them up. They want to have them be neutral. They don't individually look at each one. It's just like, hey, what can I get? Okay, I'm gonna list one for this rental, and I'm gonna list this one for that rental price, and just put in the basic stuff, and away you go. Well, high volume builders love that type of building. They don't want all the customization. They don't want all the phone calls and all the headaches. So it makes a lot of sense in that regard as well. Now, a couple other things before we close our thoughts on this. Right now, almost 5 million existing homes have already been converted in the United States to rentals. That's a lot. 5 million homes have been converted to rentals. So we're seeing this as a trend. We're seeing people go out and buy homes right now with this, the only intention of turning around and renting it. They already have their house, but they're buying it because, one, it's going up in value, so it's a good financial investment, and two, it's a way to make some side income owning a rental. So pretty interesting stuff. And as we're seeing, this is starting to be a larger portion of the market for housing. And will this continue? Well, if interest rates stay low, yes, I think we're going to see more and more of this. But I think as soon as interest rates start to crank back up, that we may see a reduction in this as a percentage of the building market. But again, we do have a large percentage of the population, the millennials out there, that don't always have money to put down, and they want that flexibility, but they still want to live in a home. And that's what millennials like, right? Millennials like to have a lot of options. They like to have their cake and eat it too, so to speak. So this is a way for them to do that. Hey, look, I've got a house. To everyone on the outside world, they don't know that they're renting it or they bought it. So it's a way for them to sort of live like a normal homeowner, but yet have the flexibility to pick up and go whenever they want. So interesting concept, single family build to rent. It's going to be something we're going to watch over the coming years here, see how that shapes up. But it is definitely an interesting market, and it is a factor going forward. So, you know, for you guys as home buyers out there, you see a new community go up and you might be like, ooh, I want to buy a lot in there and build. And all of a sudden you see that thing gets snatched up by a larger company. And all of a sudden those 40, 50 homes going in that subdivision are all available for rent and you can't even buy one to build. Pretty interesting stuff indeed. So you have to watch that if you're out there looking. You know, if you see a community you want to buy in there, you may want to be careful. One, if you don't want rental units in there, then make sure that the developer has something in there that they aren't going to sell it off for rentals, because that would be kind of a bad situation. You're the first buyer in a community and all of a sudden it turns into all rental units. That may not be something you want. Or on the flip side, you're waiting for a community, and then someone swoops in and buys out the whole subdivision and you've got nothing. So kind of interesting dynamic. It's not a huge part of the building market, but it is a growing factor and a growing segment, and it will be worth watching in the future.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.